From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. There's new concern this weekend about North Korea's nuclear program. Administration officials are trying to determine whether North Korea is preparing to test a nuclear weapon. Officials say new information is cause for concern, but not conclusive. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reported a huge explosion in North Korea last week. According to the report, a mushroom cloud appeared after the blast. But U.S. officials say the blast was likely not caused by a nuclear weapons test. NPR's Vicky O'Hara has this report.
National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice told CNN's Late Edition today that U.S. analysts are still studying the reported explosion in North Korea, but see no evidence of a nuclear test.
There are all kinds of reports and there are all kinds of assessments that are going on. Maybe it was a fire of some kind, a forest fire of some kind, but we don't believe at this point that it was a nuclear event.
But the National Security Advisor says the United States is monitoring activity within North Korea for evidence that it's getting ready to conduct such a test.
We're certainly watching certain indicators to see whether it looks like just routine activity or whether something more is going on.
A North Korean nuclear test would prove what Washington has suspected for years, that North Korea has one or more nuclear weapons. A senior administration official who asked not to be identified notes that in previous talks with the United States and four other countries over its nuclear activities, North Korea threatened to conduct a weapons test. The official says the new information currently under analysis in Washington is not definitive, but troubling. Private consultant Lonnie Henley recently left Defense Intelligence, where he analyzed Asia issues. He says that finding conclusive evidence that North Korea was preparing for a nuclear test could be difficult.
North Korea, it's a very rugged country geographically. There's lots of mountains, lots of little narrow valleys. Picture West Virginia, that's basically what North Korea looks like. And it's hard to find all the things that are happening. And second, it's hard to identify all the things that are happening.
Henley says that if U.S. surveillance detected distinctive activity above ground in North Korea, that could be telling. But North Korea, he says, is more likely to conduct any activity underground.
There's tunnels all over North Korea. They're one of the world's great tunnel diggers. And there's just not much that's really distinctive about what's going on there that you can say this has distinctive characteristics of a nuclear weapons test preparation as opposed to just some guys going in and out of a tunnel for who knows what reason.
Henley notes that a low-yield nuclear test by North Korea would be especially challenging because of the geology of the Korean Peninsula.
You don't get very clean transmission of the seismographic waves from the local test site. And as a result, a low-yield test might be difficult to ascertain that it was, in fact, a nuclear test as opposed to some other kind of seismographic event.
Administration officials discussed their growing concern about North Korea as the U.S., China, Russia, Japan, and South Korea are trying to convince Pyongyang to set a date for more talks about the nuclear issue. Condoleezza Rice warns that a North Korean nuclear test would have consequences for Pyongyang.
It would obviously not be smart for the North Koreans to test because, again, this is not just the United States that has said that there needs to be a nuclear-free Korean Peninsula. It is North Korea's neighbors with which they have a lot at stake.
The Bush administration has never said publicly what it would do if North Korea did test a nuclear weapon. Administration officials emphasize that they want to resolve the issue through diplomacy, but say the president keeps all options on the table. Republican Pat Roberts, chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, told CNN that his committee will get a briefing on the situation this week. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.